This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to day 24 of RPG A Day with your hosts, Dave and Matthew. Matthew, what do we have today?
Right, this should probably be our shortest podcast ever. I'm pretty sure we all know the answer to this one. Which RPG do you think deserves more recognition?
All of them. Every RPG deserves more recognition.
And in this time, this year, that D&D has sold more copies than it has ever sold, your justification for that is?
What, more people should be playing role-playing games?
Well, obviously, yes. Yeah, we talked about that. I'm just a little bit concerned, though, Dave, that you have forgotten the name of this podcast, which is, admittedly, this series that we've been doing for this whole last month, or most of this last month, hasn't been specifically called the Coriolis Effect, but...
Yes, I know. I mean, obviously, Coriolis goes without saying. You know, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, of the Year Zero engine games, both Mutant Year Zero and Coriolis have been the little siblings, haven't they, to Tales from the Loop in terms of recognition. So, yeah, absolutely right. Coriolis and Mutant and the other Mutant spin-offs, Mechatron and Gen Lab Alpha particularly, I think have kind of got lost in the noise a little bit, actually. So you're absolutely right. Those games really have, really deserve more recognition because they are excellent, excellent games as well.
Yeah. I mean, I've got great love for Tales from the Loop. Don't get me wrong. But
no,
I think it rode the crest of a wave of the Kickstarter coming out just after the first series of Stranger Things. And we've talked in previous episodes about Simon Stålenhag's rising popularity, which, you know, has now actually got a TV series commissioned as an artist. So,
rising popularity based on supreme talent and some fabulous artwork.
Oh, yeah. He didn't luck into this. And in fact, that the guys that publish his books are Free Elegan or Free League Publishing, the guys who publish this as well. It's no accident.
No, absolutely
that
not.
Simon Stålenhag is becoming famous at this point. But I just feel that the Tales from the Loop role-playing game, fabulous though it is getting an enormous amount of praise. It swept the boards, not this year, most recently at the Ennies, but last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's almost the new hotness now that everybody's doing rather than Powered by the Apocalypse games. Not quite, but Powered by the Apocalypse will die off soon. And then I'm pretty sure Tales from the Loop will be the game that everybody's talking about. And that's great. You know, it's a very deserved success, but I kind of feel sorry for its older siblings. Both Mutant Year Zero, which I've never played, but I recently bought the bundle of holdings, so I've now got it all in PDF.
Yeah, it is. They are the forerunners upon, you know, they say that, you know, great people become great on the shoulders of giants.
These are the giants.
Yeah, exactly. So without them, Tales from the Loop wouldn't have landed where it did.
But you see, even the Mutant franchise probably has more recognition than the Coriolis one, as a license, as an IP. They're both big in Sweden when they first came out, but internationally, I think Coriolis is a lovely game, and that's why I do a podcast about it.
Yeah, likewise. Yes, you're right. I think absolutely you would definitely want to see Coriolis get the same level of recognition that the other Year Zero engine games have got for different reasons, you know, for different reasons. And again, interesting to see how Forbidden Lands, lands in this space as well, again, using the same engine. I wonder, actually, it's interesting. I mean, we've probably got about a minute left, but Mutant Year Zero and its offshoots and Coriolis, we're saying here, are suffering for having come first ahead of Tales from the Loop when Tales made such a big splash.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder whether Forbidden Lands will also suffer because of the great shadow that Tales from the Loop is casting, even though now it's coming out afterwards. Be interesting to see when it actually comes out in the next few weeks, I guess, isn't it?
It's coming out into a crowded market, actually. You know, you talked in a previous episode about your nostalgic feeling for Warhammer, and there's a new edition of Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay coming out. But also, of course, the game that didn't quite sweep the boards, but won Product of the Year or Game of the Year this time around at the Innies was Zweihander, which is a kind of crowdsourced version of Warhammer.
Yeah.
So it's going to face some tough competition when it comes out next month.
Yeah.
And will it get the recognition it deserves? We'll have to wait and see.
We will. I think the great thing it's got going for it is it's got both the Year Zero engine and the kind of Coriolis and Tales from the Loop approach, but it's also got the Mutant Year Zero exploring map building aspect to it as well. And I think bringing those two together might make the difference. I sincerely hope it does.
Yeah, let's see how it does. I'm hoping for it. We'll cover it in the Coriolis effect, I think.
We most definitely will. Yeah, absolutely. Without doubt. Cool. Right, time for us to go then, Matthew.
Yeah, and we'll be back again tomorrow. So until then, goodbye.
It's ta-ta for now.
This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.